first day of January marks the beginning of a new year and celebrations for everyone around the world. But for the Dalit community, the day also commemorates the Battle of Bhima Koregaon, a significant event in the Dalit history that was unknown to the masses at large until last year. But before moving on to what happened last year, first let us know why the Battle of Bhima Koregaon is so significant for the Dalit community. About 200 years ago, on January 1, 1818, around 500 Mahar soldiers of the East India Company, led by the British, defeated the massive army led by Peshwa Bajirao II in Koregaon. Since then, the Battle of Bhima Koregaon has become a significant turn in a Dalit history. The defeat brought an end to the Peshwa rule. The East India Company, which led the Mahar soldiers, erected a pillar in memory of those who fought the battle. The names of the Mahar soldiers are inscribed on the pillar. Years later, it was Dalit revolutionary Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar who visited the pillar and paid tribute to the soldiers. In his view, the battle was a victory of Mahars over the Peshwas and their Brahminical rule, in which Dalits were tortured and discriminated against. Since then, the Bhima Koregaon village sees a Dalit community's gathering at the Vijay Stambh every year on January 1st. It was last year, however, the 200th anniversary of the battle, that a major clash broke out between the Dalit community and the Marathas at Bhima Koregaon, which brought this tiny village in the national spotlight. The clashes were violent, which resulted in the death of one person and injured several others. The next day, on January 2, Dalit leader Prakash Ambedkar called for Maharashtra Band to protest the attack on Dalit congregation, which resulted in a streak of violence across the state. The clashes had political implications too, even beyond the state of Maharashtra. In the aftermath of the Bhima Koregaon violence, we saw narratives being shifted around the Dalit-Maratha equation in the state, whereas the trail of investigation in the clashes led to Elgar Parishad, an event that brought prominent Dalit forces on one stage. The Dalit leaders, on the other hand, said that Sambhaji Bhide and Milind Ekbote, the Hindutva leaders, were the real conspirators behind the attack on Dalits at Bhima Koregaon. After the violence, on January 3, Dalit social activist Anita Savle filed a complaint alleging that she saw the followers of Bhide and Ekbote go on a rampage in Bhima Koregaon, throwing stones and assaulting people. The police investigation, however, couldn't find any link between the violence and the accused. Milind Ekbote, who was arrested, was later also granted bail by the court. In the months that followed, it was a complaint made by a Pune businessman Tushar Damgude that the police investigation shifted in the direction of Elgar Parishad, which brought the focus on Dalit leaders that attended the event. Damgude complained that the provocative speeches were made at Elgar Parishad, which led to the Bhima Koregaon violence in the following days. Since then, 10 of the activists have been named and many of them have been arrested by the police. The trail of investigation also gave us the most discussed terminology of the year, that is urban Naxals or urban Maoist. The police claimed the Elgar Parishad was funded by banned CPI Maoist. The arrest in these cases were made under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. On June 6, the police arrested 5 activists, Sudhir Dhawale, Surendra Gadling, Mahesh Raut, Shoma Sen and Rona Wilson. Police labeled them as urban Maoist operatives. The police claimed to have found incriminating evidence that they were plotting the assassination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi as well. On August 28, the police raided 10 more activists and arrested 5 of them, including Arun Ferreira, Vernon Gonsalves, Gautam Navlakha, Varvara Rao and Sudha Bharadwaj. The critics of the government say that it is a plot of the central and state government to suppress any voice of criticism. Whereas the government stands by the police and justifies the arrest of the alleged urban Naxals. One year on, the pillar at Bhima Koregaon still stands to attract thousands. Reportedly, this year more than 5 lakh people are expected to gather at the spot. Considering the clashes that broke out last year, the security has been beefed up and around 7,000 police personnel have been deployed at the spot. Prominent Dalit leaders are also expected to attend the gathering, including Bheem Army's Chandrashekhar Azad, who claimed he was put under house arrest a few days ago in Maharashtra.
Baba sahab ki dharti pe ek bada anubhav hua. Aghoshit emergency suni thi, lekin yahan dekhne ko mili. Mujhe band kiya gaya kamre. Mere kamre ka lock lagaya gaya. 10 police wale bahar bithaye gaye.
While the police have denied any permission to the rally, the stage for the Azad's address has been set up. As the day passes on, HW News will bring you latest updates from Bhima Koregaon. You can log on to our website www.hwnews.in. Do like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube for latest news. Stay tuned and stay connected to HW News.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.